Before the partial meltdown at Three Mile Island, many people viewed nuclear power as too good to be true. Cheap energy from fail-safe reactors. The accident at TMI created a sort of buyer's remorse. Public confidence in nuclear power melted down almost as fast as the reactor, as this announcement by a harried Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor William Scranton illustrates.
The situation is more complex than the company first led us to believe. We are taking more tests, and at this point we believe there is still no danger to the public health. Metropolitan Edison has given you and us conflicting information.
The nuclear industry has spent 25 years trying to win back the public's trust and to rejuvenate itself. But as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, nuclear power's future may hinge more on cold economics than on faith.
The accident at Three Mile Island almost buried nuclear power. Samuel Walker, who's the historian for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and author of a new book, Three Mile Island, says the public hasn't forgotten.
Perhaps the major long-term impact of Three Mile Island is that the industry took steps to reduce the risks of another serious accident. But what the public remembered was the uncertainty, the confusion, the tension, and the fear inspired by the accident, and that still sticks with people.
The people who ran nuclear power plants were in shock as well. According to John Ahern, who was a commissioner of the NRC during and after the accident, theirs had been a culture of complacency.
The regulators, as well as the industry, did not believe a major accident could happen because they concluded the plants were so well designed that if anything went wrong in a plant, the systems would shut the plant down.
Even after the accident, Ahern says, the true challenge of building and operating a safer plant seemed to escape many utility executives.
There was an attitude, as one utility owner once expressed, this is just another way of boiling water. And they tended to take the attitude that they knew how to build a coal plant. What's different about a nuclear power plant? Well, it's vastly different.
Some plants that were in the pipeline did get built after Three Mile Island. Many others were canceled. There hasn't been a single new plant ordered since the accident. Some blame that on fear of things nuclear. But Ahern, who now teaches at Duke University, says it's actually simpler than that.
No, I think the real reason why it hasn't recovered is it's too expensive.
New safety regulations have raised the cost of building and operating plants, but then there hasn't been a need for lots of big capital-intensive power plants, as planners once thought, and coal-fired plants have been relatively cheap. Yet nuclear power has hung on. There are 103 nuclear plants operating, and they produce one-fifth of the electricity in the country. They are more efficient than ever before, and there hasn't been another big accident. Thomas Kuhn is head of the Edison Electric Institute, which represents big utilities. He says it's time to build.
I am firmly convinced that we are going to have new nuclear plants. I think we need new nuclear plants to meet energy growth, to meet electricity growth, to meet our requirements for fuel diversity.
Most electricity is made by using fuel to make steam to turn a turbine. Water or wind can also be used. Utilities like a diversity of fuels in case one gets too expensive. Lately, natural gas has been the best bargain, and turbines that run on gas are cheaper to build than coal or nuclear plants. But utilities worry that gas prices may swing too fast too often. Kuhn says new plant designs promise a nuclear option that, kilowatt for kilowatt, can compete with other fuels. Are utilities ready for that?
The economics of nuclear have to be superior relative to the other alternatives, which right now appear to be clean coal and natural gas.
Marilyn Cray ought to know. Cray is vice president of Exelon, which operates 17 nuclear plants, more than any other company. These are old plants, and their capital costs and debt are paid off. They make good money. But new plants? Cray says investors worry that new plants have no track record.
Today, if I were a lender, I would look with more skepticism towards a nuclear investment only because of that uncertainty about the investment.
Cray says new nuclear designs have to prove themselves before Exelon will buy one. In the meantime, utilities are pushing existing reactors harder and extending their lives another 20 years. That worries nuclear critics and watchdog groups who say old plants are more likely to break. They point to a recent near disaster at the Davis-Bessey plant in Ohio. Unseen corrosion had nearly eaten through the reactor vessel that contains the nuclear fuel. Then there's the 900-pound gorilla in the nuclear closet, waste. highly radioactive for thousands of years. The government still hasn't got a place to put it. David Hawkins of the Natural Resources Defense Council says no one wants it.
It's no accident that the only place in the United States where a semi-permanent nuclear waste repository is being proposed is in the state of Nevada, which has the fewest representatives in Congress of any state in the Union.
If no one wants the waste we've already got, says Hawkins, who will take waste from a new generation of nuclear power plants, and who will pay for its disposal? Hawkins says terrorism has changed the equation since the Three Mile Island accident.
One of the big problems with nuclear power is that it does generate materials, waste materials, that can be converted into weapons-grade materials or even used as a component of a so-called dirty bomb.
Environmental groups say the waste and the chance of another big accident rule out a nuclear revival. They say conservation is a better way to find more electricity. The nuclear industry wants another chance. If the past is any indication, it may come down to what is, or appears to be, the cheapest alternative. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.